Fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Oh, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the group.
Good morning, good morning. Once again, this is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on today. We have tagged this day that the Lord has made, what you say about Jesus. Remember that on today and continue to say what he is to you in your life on today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you, Almighty God, that you are our all in all. You are our everything. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you that you hold all power in your hand. Father, we're grateful today for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us. Continually to fill our cup with your living water and let it overflow, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the psalmist on today. We thank you for her ushering into your presence. Father, we bow at your presence. Father. Lord, fill her cup on today, and Lord, allow her to continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, as we gather here today on the TMC call, we thank you, Almighty God, for this call. Bless this call like never before. Bless the co-founders of this call, oh Father. Continue, Lord, to give them vision concerning this call, Father. Bless each and every person on this call on today. Meet their very need, oh Father. Oh Lord, Father, for you are Jehovah Yireh, Father. And Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha. Father, is there anyone that's feeling ill in their body? God, you're able to heal them on today, right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the Artist Life family. Lord, keep your hand upon that company. And Father God, we thank you for your word bearer on today. Father, bless her and anoint her, oh Father God. Give her just what to say, Father, and give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to our church on today. We thank you today. We love you today. We lift up this world, oh Father God. We lift up the nation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Across this land, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, Father. And you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, mighty God, that you would lift a standard against him on our behalf. And we're grateful today for that, oh Father. We love you today for that, God. We thank you for loving us first, oh Father. We bless you, we love you, and these are the things we pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Songbird. You can take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pray the heavens right on down here in this telecommunication sanctuary this morning. Thank you so much, Evangelist Minister Keisha Lee, for seating us and greeting us this morning. To your daughter, Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much for definitely bringing us in to the holies of holies. And we thank God for both of you. That is the dynamic duo, the lead team out there this morning. And so God bless you. So my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. I welcome you with Jesus' joy on this winning Wednesday morning, and I thank God that you all have decided to dial in today. Thank you so, so much, and God bless each one of you, and continue to dial in and share this platform with others. And so it would not have happened if it was not for the yes of our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, on October the 25th of 2010. We're going into our 11th year, yes, our 11th year of being here every day. We have not missed a day here in 11 years on the Master's Call, where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." This call started because of a phenomenal Christian health and wellness company that we have all been a part of at some time or another, called Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. And I thank God for an appointment with Artist, because it has changed many lives all over the world, and it is still changing lives. And so if you're not familiar with Artist, what Artist is, just get back with the person that invited you to the call, and they will share it with you. We want you to know that we do have a website for our call, and you can go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. And also you will see information about fasting and praying, and are the bios for our speakers. Everything can be found on that website, on themasterscall.net. Okay, maybe you've been sitting here, you've been feasting at this buffet table, and you're probably wondering, you know what, I think I want to be a host. You know what, I think I want to be a greeter. I think I got a song that I want to share in worship. Well, there are opportunities here for you. So we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. immediately following this call, it is Wednesday, and so this is Awareness Wednesday on the morning motivational call. And today the topic will be bipolar. So if you or anyone you know experiences bipolarness, then we invite you to dial into Awareness Wednesday with the power couple of health, Mr. Reggie Flanagan and Mrs. Victoria Flanagan. That telephone number to dial is 712-770-4005. You can use the access code 294-617-pound, and that will be immediately following this call today. Well, it is time for us to hear from our speaker this morning, and I am no longer going to prolong information that I'm giving you. I will be coming back on a little bit later. But at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for today, she's no stranger to the Master's Call, and she's no stranger to me. Our lives were connected back in 1980, and so I give God the glory and the honor to be connected to her for so long, and he reconnected us almost 3 years ago. Back in Raleigh, North Carolina, as I was coming out of church, I happened to ask my CEO, "Hey, is her name by chance Ruth Moore?" And she goes, "What? Like, how do you know her?" We actually went to high school together back in the 80s, and she said, "Wow, who would have ever thought?" So I thank God that he reconnected us. And who am I talking about this morning? Talking about Minister Ruth Smith. She hails all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. She is a born in San Bernardino, California girl. I'm raised in Inglewood, California. She is the mother of Ian and Jalen. She has an undergraduate degree in business and an MBA from Shorter University. She was saved at 15 years of age, grew up in the Kojic congregation. She's a member of Riley North Christian Center, where her pastor is none other than Pastor Dr. Jeffrey Chapman Sr. She has served Decatur, Georgia's homeless community, New Life Outreach Ministry for many years, currently resides in, like I said, Atlanta, Georgia. She has also served as a foster parent, mentor, and trainer for 7 years for the Department of Family and Children's Services. She is definitely a woman of God. I so love her because she is actually royal. She is definitely ultimate. She is a woman thriving to do God's kingdom work, and she is definitely a woman with a heart of gold. And so at this time, without further ado, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Ruth Smith. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, my sweet sister. I am here.
Praise God for you. Take it away.
Thank you for those kind words. What a warm introduction. I greet all of you with the joy of Yeshua, our King. And I thank each and every one of you for blessing us with your virtual presence this morning. I am Ruth Smith, and I thank the Lord for this opportunity, and I don't take it for granted at all. This is indeed an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for allowing me this time this morning. Let me retrieve my notes. And the topic for today involves the strength that the Lord gives us. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. So I want to start with the story. As you all know, my father lives in Hemet, California, about an hour and 45 minutes outside of Los Angeles, and he is 93 years old. We are blessed as he is my only living parent. My father, James Moore Sr., was born in Leland, Mississippi, on the Benjamin Moore plantation, hence his last name, Moore. When he was in the fourth grade, maybe around 9 years old, he had to drop out of school, drive the family tractor, and help his father take care of his mother and his sisters. One day he was playing with his friends, and the KKK began to chase them. The children scattered, filled with fear. My father was a young boy, and he quickly was able to gain the strength and think on his feet, and he hid himself in the cotton field. I often remind myself what strength and courage young James demonstrated in the early 1900s. It had to be around 1936 or so, not too long ago. I submit to each one on this call, it was the matchless strength of our Lord that covered my father as he ran for his life. Unbeknownst to him, he was running to fill a family legacy of strength that has brought me before you today. For if he was caught, Lord knows I would not be here. But the Lord had another plan, and what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord meant for good. And he is still strong to this day at 93. Let's fast forward to today, about 85 years later. We are running this race called life, clinging onto our hope and strength. We can all agree we need something greater than ourselves. We need the one who created the heavens, the earth, the flowers, the trees, the vegetation, the agriculture, human life, procreation of human life. We need the one who created the stars, the universe, hung the moon to illuminate the sky at night, and placed the sun, which has been proven that the heat is so hot that anyone that tries to go near it, and you know man has surely tried, they will burn up immediately. They can't touch it. They can't adjust it. They can't try to improve on it. The sun and other parts of the universe is created by the one who is the greatest of all. He can't be duplicated. He's omnipresent. He is our strength. He is our hope. Oh, I am excited on this morning. The Lord, so let me give you some scriptures to back up what I'm saying, to back up this testimony this morning, to give you encouragement, each and every one of you on this call this morning. So let's listen closely to these scriptures. If you have your pen and pad ready or your iPhone or tablet, I will slow down at the point of giving each scripture. The Lord is our refuge, safe haven, and strength, and ever-present. That means he's consistently around and about us. He never fails. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He helps us in the times of trouble. This comes from Psalm 46, verse 1. And Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10 says, the Lord is our refuge, our hiding place for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. These scriptures have helped us in the past, the present, and in our future. And Lord knows these can also be the best and the worst of times and some oppressive times. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, my Lord. He's our shield and our fortress. The righteous run into him and are all safe. There's safety in the arms of our Lord. He is majestic. He is miraculous. He is powerful. He is all-seeing and all-knowing. And that comes from Proverbs 18 and 10. For those who are bereaved, and while this hits closely as we pray for so many people that have experienced grief and death and bereavement, either in the past where they've lost a husband, spouse, child, or grandchild, or dear friend, or coworker, or they've lost someone recently.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength." So yes, we will grieve. It's a natural emotion, but the strength to come through that grieving process and that will sustain us is the joy that the Lord gives us, even in time of sorrow, as you'll find yourself laughing one minute and crying the next. Do not grieve, for the Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Our strong and mighty Creator tells us in Isaiah 41 and 10, "So, don't fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am yours. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So that's the power and the strength of our Lord that will uphold. Thank you, Lord. Our lovely psalmist, as Kaylin ministered to us this morning and our other songbirds, wake up 5 days a week on the master call, rain, sleet, or snow, holiday or no holiday. They wake up and they provide praise and worship for us, singing unto the Lord. And the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 2, exclaims, "The Lord is my strength, and my song he has given me victory." I think a praise goes right there. The prophet Isaiah, in the 26th chapter, verses 3 and 4, told us, "For those of steadfast mind," is really being laser focused on the vision the Lord has placed within us and really purging our mind from things that are not like him, aligning our prayers and our deeds with what the Lord says is good and what the purpose that he gives to us. So steadfast mind, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Why? Because your mind is staying on him. Because we trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, not just today, not just yesterday, not in the future, but trust in the Lord forever. For in him you have, and get this, everybody, everlasting rock. That's your firm foundation. I paraphrased a little bit, but I invite you to go to Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. And let the Lord speak to you in that scripture, trusting in him, giving you abundance and strength that others can't even imagine. People will look at you and say, "We know what you've been through. We know your testimony." They may even laugh and talk about you, but they will indeed be amazed at your strength. And they don't know where it came from. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to go on Amazon and see if they can buy it. But it can't be bought because it was bought with the price, with the blood of Yeshua, our King. And it's what he's given us. He's given us all a measure of faith. He gives us all strength. Don't let your faith become stagnant. Don't become complacent. Don't become so involved in what we hear on the news and social media and what we hear people say, that we forget our firm foundation, our everlasting rock, our victory, our strength that is only found in the Lord. And he puts that in us. So stir up that gift and that measure of faith that's within each and every one of you. Everyone is valuable. Everyone has a vision and purpose, and everyone can and will be strengthened by our Lord. Many testimonies can attribute to the greatness and the strength of our Lord. Instructions given to us in 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, to seek the Lord and his strength and to seek his presence continually. That means consistently, daily, hourly, and for some, such as myself, every minute, every time I get a thought, I have to bring that thought back, you know, bring it in captive and pull it back and press your way out of entanglement and strongholds and constantly press towards the mark of the high calling of Christ, our Lord, Yeshua, our Savior, our King, the Merciful One. He's full of grace. He's sufficient. He is the great encourager, and he will stick to us closer than any brother or sister. I am a witness to that. You are never alone with the strength of the Lord. The Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. We are all weak. We all have challenges. We all have what I call opportunities for growth. Look at 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and the answer is the grace of the Lord is sufficient. It is enough for you to make it through yesterday, today, and tomorrow, as he helped our ancestors get through their tumultuous times. And for the ones that survived, like those of my father, James, who's just a couple of generations from slavery, and we can prove this there in Mississippi, I tell you, the Lord is good, and his strength endures forever. One of my favorite scriptures that in which we're taught, I know what is to be, I know what's what we're in need of, and I know I know what it's like growing up in humble beginnings, often being hungry once daddy left the family, and I know I've learned to be content when you don't have enough, and that's the secret. That's the secret that I have learned. Paul said this, of being content in any and all and every situation. Why? Because we can do everything through the Lord, the Christ, the Holy One, who strengthens you and strengthens me. He strengthens all of us. Are you feeling weak or drained? He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Wow, something indeed for everyone. That comes from Isaiah 40 and 29. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. There's your protection. Lord knows this world is evil. Just take a walk through 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3. See the promise of the great Redeemer, our King, our Lord, our Savior, the Righteous One, the Holy One. He gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. There's your promise and your blessing coming from Psalm 29 and 11. A common scripture that we all quote is in Isaiah 40 and 31. But those who hope or wait upon the Lord shall renew. There's a praise right there. Their strength once again, they will soar on the wings of eagles, the strongest bird and the wisest bird in the sky. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And once again, that comes from the book, Old Testament, Isaiah 40 and 31. In closing, and I'm so grateful I was able to get through this. I wasn't sure if I would, but I knew the Lord would prevail. In closing, hold fast to our Heavenly Father's matchless and unchanging hand. His strength is our help. His rod of determination is our guide as the sheep are led to safety. Our help, hope, strength, determination, and even our uncertainty and even our doubt can be infused because we are human. We do doubt. We are uncertain, and we often question. And sometimes maybe we feel unsure, but our hope, health, and strength comes from the Lord, our Redeemer, our way maker, our promise keeper, our rock in the weary land, our hope for tomorrow, the hope and strength of our ancestors as they ran through the dark fields, running for their lives as my father ran and his friends ran for his life and hid in the cotton fields. How different that something such as a cotton field that was a symbol of such horrific things that our ancestors had to endure was the very thing that covered, hid, and protected my father in his greatest time of need. I'll let y'all meditate on that. I am Ruth Smith. I hope this word and these scriptures ministered deep into your spirit. I thank you for allowing me to share this virtual sanctuary. And more importantly, I thank the Lord for the strength he gives me every day. Host, I yield the mic back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a powerful word this morning, Minister Ruth. Thank you so, so much. I mean, that right there was a whole buffet for us to feast on today. So I will be calling you back momentarily for you to give us our benediction. But let us go to God in prayer. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God, we thank you that we are able to hold on to your hand. We thank you, God, for the messenger that brought the message straight from the throne room this morning. We pray that you would fill her up until she overflow, God. Fill her up with your virtue, with your joy, with your love, God, with your unmerited favor, Father. Continue to bless her family and keep them safe. Bless her businesses and her ministries in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for each and every caller that is under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that as we go through this day that we will realize that you are with us, God, that your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. And so I thank you that we woke up this day winning. I thank you that we woke up this day equipped, God, with every single thing that we need. We thank you that we are healed, that we are whole, that we are delivered, and that we are set free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that this will be a great day in Jesus' name, and we thank you that we are covered by the blood, and the blood still works. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name, we pray right now. Amen, amen, amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for dialing into this, the Master's Call. Please invite a friend to join you on tomorrow. The replay for this call is 712-432-1085. Use the same access code 294-617-pound. We will be going over to the morning motivational call where the topic is bipolar, okay? So that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that is with the Power Couple of Health, Platinum President, speaking that out into the atmosphere, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and the Artist Life family. And so we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. And we thank you that you just took time out of your day because really you didn't have to, but you started your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. And remember that God's strategic shifting and prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That is our theme for 2021. And God is definitely showing up and showing out. Again, please visit our website at themasterscall.net. Again, thank you to Psalmist Kaylin for bringing us in to the throne room this morning through worship. Thank you so much. Pray the heavens down. Sister Keisha Lee for opening us up in prayer and seating us and greeting us here in the telecommunications sanctuary. And it has been a privilege for me to serve each one of you this morning as your hostess with the mostest. And so we give God the glory and praise, and we hope that you will have a blessed and safe winning Wednesday. In everything that you do, remember to keep it holy. Back over to you, Minister Ruth, to give us our benediction for the day.
Yes, bless the name of the Lord. And thank you for my sister supporting me this morning, Minister Teresa, my sister Colette, and my sister Denise. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, have a blessed and prosperous day.